Once again, stunning revelations from the US and Australian cable wire WikiLeaks are making their rounds, with some Ghanaians making capital of such revelations. While some believe the stories, others say Ghanaians should treat the stories with a pinch of salt. Radio Ghana sampled the views of some opinion leaders on the WikiLeaks revelations. First, the leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, he says it is unfortunate that Ghanaians do not accept the truth.
That's the problem with we black people. When something is good, we enjoy it. When it's bad, we say we have nothing to do with it. We have to learn to be responsible people. We are not responsible people, because look at our condition. The people they are talking about, these are the same people who go to them to beg them. You have chosen to be beggars, and this is what's going to happen to you. God has given you gold, diamond, bauxite, cocoa, manganese, you name it, uranium, oil, on top of all that, and you still choose to beg. So what do you expect them to treat you as?
Does that mean
you like slaves? This is what's happening. They don't call you to come. You went to them yourself, right?
Some of us see these WikiLeaks revelations as imperialist and neo-colonialist form of attacks on African leaders and personalities.
That's the natural reaction of the black man. He would not analyze it to see where I went wrong. You see, this is the reason why we are suffering. We don't like the truth. We like only lies.
But
about the drugs.
Yes.
You remember when 17 or so MPP people were running for president? Only Akufo-Addo was selected to be accused. So right away, you ask yourself, why? Why only him? Why none of them were accused of being on drugs except Akufo-Addo? We don't like the truth. You see, there is a real God. But here, our God is a visa God, or a quick money, we call it quicker picker-upper. It's a quicker picker-upper God. The real God is left because we refuse to obey God. We refuse to use our brain. We prefer to beg every day. For the first time, every 2 hours, he was in London, Paris, Germany, begging. When we have all the gold, all you have to do is take hold of the gold and turn it into wealth for the people. And you don't know how to do that. Yet you made them vote for you. So the white man knows you.
Why is it that it is only when it is getting to election time that this WikiLeaks organization comes out with its revelation?
In America, they come out, they don't complain, they look at the situation, you know, because they got brains, they got God, and they say, where did we go wrong? But the black man will say, oh, did imperialists come to you? You went to them begging them for money.
Apart from going to them begging for money,
well,
why would they want to assassinate people's characters? And what would you want government to do about this?
They want to tell the people that the people you are voting for, they're all liars, they're jokers. That's what they're trying to tell you. So look deeper.
Executive Secretary of Integrity Initiative Vital Zazim says government needs to take some of the revelations seriously and investigate them.
I don't think that we should just take all of them as a whole and accept them and work with them. We should, as a nation, be able to sift through the issues and what is not worth looking at.
From your point of view as an investigator or somebody interested in corruption, you want government to take any interest in any of the revelations? And for what reason?
Some of the interviews were from people that are in government, and also these leaks are from the American embassy, which had some discussions with certain people. And I can say that to some extent, to a large extent, it is an authoritative source. And so we cannot just throw everything overboard and say, oh, these are just rumors. We need to look at them and decide what is important for us, especially so that we, if it requires investigation, we can investigate. If it also requires some other action, we can do that.
Professionally, issues that has to do with anonymity are not supposed to be taken seriously. How do you react to that?
I don't think that it means they're not supposed to be taken seriously, because even though they're anonymous, they might be hitting key issues that are important. And that's why I say it's left to us as a nation to decide what to consider seriously and what not to consider seriously.
You said that the American embassy is an authoritative source
for most of these issues.
Yes, but are you looking at the fact that as diplomats, we are supposed to work according to some ethics, and that there are certain conversations that are not supposed to be revealed outside the way they are doing it? Don't you think that they are being mischievous?
I think this information was not supposed to be put in the public domain. Unfortunately, it has been put in the public domain, and I think the American embassy in the country for that. But then it has been put in the public domain. It wasn't deliberate. It wasn't aimed at harming the country in any way.
Why is it that it is only during election time that these things are revealed? Don't you think that these are some of the ploys of the imperialist or the neo-colonialist strategies?
I wouldn't look at it that way, because I don't think that American government supports a particular party to win elections in Ghana. And in any case, we are still in 2011, we are not in 2012. So I don't believe that this WikiLeaks is something that is even damaging America itself. It's not only Ghana. So I don't think that anybody has an interest in maybe trying to harm a particular party or a particular person.
Executive Secretary of Integrity Initiative of Ghana Integrity Initiative Vitals Azim. And still on the issue, a legal practitioner, Kakra Isamoah, says there is enough reason to believe revelations in the WikiLeaks report. He told Radio Ghana that it is important for government officials to be careful about what they discuss with diplomats, because some of such discussions will one day be used against them. For him, the reports are credible.
The question is not whether it is right or not. There are a few things that you must look at. The first one is that this is the means by which diplomats of any country in the world procure information. In fact, when it comes to even espionage, over 95% of what the material that PIs attempt to get are already in the public domain, and they can get it from ordinary people, social commentators, journalists, professionals, middle-level politicians, high-level politicians, all kinds of people, by just talking to them. And the result of what the Americans are doing in Ghana is what they put in their State Department cables and post to their base in America, and that is what has been published.
So you think it is credible?
It seems to me that it is credible.
In situations like this, would you want President Mills' government to do further investigation and take action where necessary?
It depends. This morning, Obia Champong was asked a specific question, what he would do with regard to those whose names have been mentioned in WikiLeaks that they are dealing with narcotics. All that he said is that they will put them on the watch list. So if my name appears there as someone who deals in narcotics, all that the government has to do is to put me on the watch list and monitor my activities.
In diplomatic circles, we have ethics. Certain things are supposed to be at that level and are not published, even though in America, top-class intelligence reports are revealed over time. Should this be the case in relation to Ghana in particular?
There's a fundamental issue that you must understand about this WikiLeaks. The fact that they have been published, they were not published with the consent authority of the United States government. They were published as a result of the hacking activities of somebody called Julian Assange. He has a colleague in the United States Army who gave him all these cables, and then he published them on the worldwide net. So it isn't like it is America that has gone out of its way to publish data that ordinarily it will not publish, at least not at this time.
Whether it is a cable or an agency or whatever, is it plausible for this to be done?
Oh yes, why not? You and I have fairly conversant with computers. They hacked through the American State Department computers and got this.
As a legal officer, what will you recommend to government?
Only thing I'll see is that whenever high government officials meet the diplomats, they should just be careful about what they say. By the nature of government, when you meet officials from other countries, you will have to tell them certain things. That's the very nature of government. You have to tell them certain things. And some of the things you tell them are things that are not necessary for public consumption. But in view of this WikiLeaks business, you just have to be a bit careful in the extent and the nature of the things you say to foreign diplomats.
Kakra Isamoah is a legal practitioner. Radio Ghana also spoke to Ghana's former ambassador to the Czech Republic, Dr. Nyaho Tamaklu, who says WikiLeaks reports on Ghana have a serious security risk for the country. He said government must seek the advice of seasoned diplomats on the issue to avoid tarnishing the reputation of the country through these reports. Dr. Tamaklu said even though most WikiLeaks reports are unreliable, they should not be taken lightly. He spoke to George Asekere.
Diplomats normally write their reports to their governments regularly. A lot depends on the reports, in the sense that some of them can be so sensitive that they are classified. And classified reports sent to government are normally non-disclosed. They assist the government to do a whole lot of things. In a situation where reports have been declassified, in some countries, it takes about 25 to even 30 years before they declassify these reports. Such things are done because when the reports happen to be very sensitive, with time, the danger surrounding the report, you know, calms down by what we have going on now. The classified report gets normally into the public domain, and so there are no problems with it. But where a report has not stayed in the system for a long time with your government, and then it comes out like we are seeing what is happening now, you have a whole lot of deniers.
As a diplomat yourself, how will you describe the WikiLeaks reports?
These are things that normal diplomacy will not accept at all. It is a duty of the government to either bring it into the public domain or not. Now, if the government finds it to be very sensitive, they might probably work on it, but they might not disclose it.
You have been a diplomat yourself. What affects Ghana affects all of us. So what will you suggest to government as far as these reports are concerned?
The most dangerous thing about what is happening now, to me, are the security risks. I believe we have very experienced people in this country who are diplomats. Yem Debra, KD Asante, another top diplomat, who I think is duty of government to immediately call on them or invite them to advise them what to do. No government will sit down unconcerned about. no government at all.
Yes, I'm asking whether people in authority should be very circumspect in what they say or discuss with their colleague diplomats.
Normally, diplomats are trained, but this is where the problem is. Diplomats are trained how to talk.
It means we should not, as a country, believe these reports.
Absolutely. I will not say flatly that we should not, as a country, believe these reports. Some of them might have an iota of truth.
Former Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Dr. Nyaho Tamaklu.